Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to hang out with you today. It is MLK Day, so happy Martin Luther King Jr. holiday to you. Folks, we've got a lot going on today and a lot of shenanigans going on. And we're going to get into a lot of this stuff today. I just want to throw out an idea and a thought about what's happening in this country, especially in Washington, D.C. I watched over the weekend what was transpiring in our nation's capital, and I'm not too sure if you understand the gravity of the situation. I know many of you were out watching the football games. You were out enjoying the nice warmer weather, but there was something very nefarious happening in our nation's capital. That is not an inauguration, folks. That is an occupying army. 25,000, as many as 30,000 National Guard troops and more are pouring into the nation's capital. The fencing is up. They have razor wire on top of the fencing, so you can't get anywhere in Washington, D.C. They've actually created what they're calling a green zone. I mean, they have more troops right now in our nation's capital than they have in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's just unbelievable. What exactly are they preparing for? Well, I have a thought about that. Right now, the mainstream media is trying to advance a very, very bizarre narrative. They want you to think that some sort of an attack is imminent on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's true. So a few moments ago, breaking news, it was, I mean, all you-know-what broke loose on social media. Grace Baker comes running into the office. Oh, my God, Todd, there's smoke. There's smoke billowing from behind the Capitol. Everything's on lockdown. They evacuated everybody. The Capitol building went into lockdown. And the question was asked, should we break into regular programming? What should we do here? What's going on? Well, it turned out, after a few moments, that we found out what was happening with the smoke. No, there was not a terrorist attack on the Capitol. No, there were not a bunch of Make America Great Again people out there, blowing something up. It turned out that some poor homeless guy's personal belongings caught fire under an overpass. And so when the news finally comes out, the mainstream media, CNN, MSDNC, they're like, oops, our bad, and just move right on along. But they're trying to create some sort of a controversy, some sort of a, it's almost as if they're writing and scripting some sort of a, I don't know, some sort of a made-for-TV movie. Word came out over the weekend that National Guard troops are now being vetted. So we have some inside information about this. And I want you to understand how dangerous this is. At this very moment, the FBI, they're going through and they're vetting every single National Guard troop that is in Washington, D.C. And it's our understanding from our sources that we're talking to, they're asking some very pointed questions of the National Guard troops. According to the things that we have heard, they're specifically going after troops that might be supportive of President Trump. Now, the official line is that they're looking for military personnel who might be involved in extremist activity. And the reporting coming out of the Associated Press was that there was some concern that there might be an inside plot to attack the inauguration. In other words, they're afraid, basically, that the National Guard troops are going to, what, open fire on the inaugural platform. Or cause some sort of a mayhem. I mean, that's what they're, I mean, they won't come out and say it, but that's what they're saying. Now, when you read the Associated Press story about, I don't know, 25 paragraphs down, you get the money bite. And it turns out that there is no evidence There have been no reports. As a matter of fact, nobody's been targeted. But there's this grave concern that the National Guard is going to turn on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, our sources, people that we have talked to, they're suggesting that these orders came at the demand, not the request, the demand of Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer. And I think it's appalling, ladies and gentlemen, appalling that you have men and women who voluntarily signed up for the National Guard, men and women who put on the uniform of this country, men and women who swore an oath to protect and defend our great nation, willing to put their lives on the line, which is a heck of a lot more than the members of Congress have done. But these individuals are now being told that there might be something wrong with them, that they might be considered an extremist because they voted for President Trump, or God forbid, there's a picture of them on Facebook wearing a red Make America Great Again ball cap. It's almost as if the Democrats are creating a scenario to declare martial law in America. It's almost as if the Democrats and the mainstream media are trying to create a narrative that would categorize every person who supported President Trump as an extremist, as a, quote, domestic terrorist, unquote. You say, Todd, that's just ludicrous. Did you see what they did last Wednesday? Did you see what they did? What they did at the Capitol? Yeah, I saw what the mainstream media wanted us to see. But there's new information coming out. Remember the 33-year-old bare-chested guy who eats the organic kale chips and wears the furry horn hat? Remember that guy? And they say he stormed into the Senate chamber and he stood there at the rostrum and did all sorts of horrible things. Remember that video? Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. I know that we have talked about this last week, ad nauseum, if you will, about this guy who is a creepy-looking guy.
I call him Buffalo Bill. That's my nickname for him.
Buffalo Bill. Brilliant. I love it. Well, he is a little furry.
He is. Mm-hmm. Quite the character.
Not very lovable, though.
No.
So the New Yorker over the weekend, Grace, the New Yorker, they had a reporter that was apparently in with the extremist, with the domestic terrorist, as they stormed the Capitol building. And they posted all this video, and everybody's just shocked because some of the video is pretty shocking. I've got to be honest with you. But then there is also video of the Senate chamber. And you saw this, did you not, Grace Baker?
Oh, yes. Old vegan Buffalo Bill.
The vegan Buffalo Bill. Now, the narrative was this guy stormed into the Senate chamber and caused all sorts of mayhem.
Pounding on his chest.
Pounding screaming. On, yep, just like King Kong.
Yeah.
But now we know that's not true. And the video is out there. We'll post this on the live show blog. The video shows Buffalo Bill, as you call him, Grace Baker, casually walking into the Senate chamber, escorted by who, Grace Baker?
A Capitol Police.
A U.S. Capitol Police officer was escorting the terrorist into the Senate chamber.
It looked like they were on an afternoon stroll.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Now, I believe we have the audio of this. Is that true? And we had to bleep it. Because there was some foul language.
Bill does not have a clean mouth.
No, they were cussing like Lutherans at a business meeting. I've never heard such language. No, we love our Lutherans. I kid. But I want you to listen, and you're going to hear somebody. You're going to hear the police officer actually asking, is there anything you need? Can we get you anything? Again, folks, this is the terrorist attack on the Capitol just a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen.
Hey.
Oh, that's Buffalo Bill.
Hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Yes.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
I got shot in the face.
Where are they?
I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay, just want to let you guys know, this is like the sacredest place.
I know.
Hey, can I get you guys, would you like a soft drink? How about a fresh cup of community coffee? I can go brew some coffee if you'd like. Would you like? How about pulling your gun out and getting down to business, sir? If, in fact, it was a domestic terrorist attack. Grace Baker.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I half expected him to say, would you like some Chick-fil-A sauce with that?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So, again, were the police in on it? Because, I mean, what I saw in that video did not look like a bunch of guys storming the Senate chamber. It looked to me like you had the U.S. Capitol police officers escorting them in and offering them, you know, whatever they wanted. It was as if they were, he was like a server at Applebee's. I'd never, again, folks, I'm telling you, what they're wanting us to believe happened, it's not adding up. There's something doesn't smell right here. And I go back to a question I asked you guys last week. What is the one thing they're not talking about anymore? Voter fraud. As a matter of fact, now there are people within the Republican Party that are demanding that we stop talking about voter fraud. And they're trying to silence anybody who wants to talk about voter fraud. So is it possible? I'm just going to throw this out there. I just still have a hard time believing that the U.S. Capitol Police just threw up their hands and surrendered and allowed the mob to take over the Capitol building. Is it possible? Is it just throwing this out there? But is it possible that they really did know about all of this in advance? I mean, the reporting is out there that the FBI had been sending out warnings to people in Washington, D.C. days in advance saying, hey, you've got some bad people coming to Washington, D.C. You need to do something about it. Is it possible that maybe the Democrats who are in charge, yes, that's right, Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the Capitol Police. Is it remotely possible that Nancy Pelosi saw all of this, maybe even Mitch McConnell, and said, you know what, why don't we just tell the police to stand down? Let them take over. Is that even a remote possibility? But something's not adding up here. Meanwhile, you have the Democrats and the mainstream media smearing our troops. It is a very dangerous time in America. What are they going to do? Get rid of all the troops that voted for Donald Trump? Is that what they're going to do? If you are caught on camera wearing a Trump t-shirt or waving a Trump flag, does that make you an enemy of the state now? Are you going to get a knock on your door demanding to know whether or not your allegiance is to the United States, or more importantly, these days, to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phones. Just something doesn't smell right. Is it just me or is it you? 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to check out the live show blog. Amazing stories, incredible video. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So basically, all of Washington, D.C. was shut down because of a dumpster fire. Is that not symbolic? Certainly ironic. Anyway, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Milwaukee. Jerry the Liberal hanging out with us today. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting times, Todd, when we have an attempted coup against our federal government. A crowd riled up by the president of the United States, who then marched on. And you know what? The police didn't really fight back because they were outnumbered. If they did fight back and if they did shoot, they would have probably themselves, a lot of them, been killed, and other people would have been, a lot more people would have been killed than were killed. And Todd, you would be talking about how the U.S. Capitol Police massacred pro-Trump demonstrators.
Well, Jerry, let's unpack some stuff here, because this actually unfolded in real time during our show. And you actually, if you were listening that day, you would have heard me say that the police should have opened fire. And I believe that. Look, there's no doubt there were some very bad people. And now we know some of them were Antifa members in that crowd.
No.
Jerry, it's on the record.
No, it's always a conspiracy. It's never, you say always has conspiracies. There's a few conspiracies on the left, but the right wing is just full of conspiracies. It's like you don't care about facts. You just want to believe what you want to believe. No, it can't be Trump supporters. It's got to be Antifa. It's absurd.
Jerry, Antifa was there. Yeah, they arrested the guy. Sure. It's all there in the FBI affidavit. Are you saying the FBI's lying, Jerry?
So are you saying that it was like Antifa was leading it?
No, Jerry's not going to let me finish. Hang tight, Jerry. Let me finish. Jerry, as I said, on the day it was happening, we don't know who was involved, but now we do. And we do know that there were Trump supporters involved. There were also Antifa members involved. But this was not on Donald Trump, Jerry, and I'm not going to let you get away with that. I mean, when you look at the timeline... Jerry, when you look at the timeline, Trump was still giving his speech. The attack was already underway, and Trump told people to be peaceful and patriotic.
He told them to be peaceful afterwards. Before that, he was riling up. And some of those people who marched on the Capitol building were people who listened to the speech by Trump. Trump has been doing this for the last 5 years, not just the last 2 months. He's been telling lies. He's been telling conspiracy theories.
What lies? What conspiracy theories? What lies, Jerry?
Well, the conspiracy theories like the Dominion voting machines, crap. Stuff that was laughed out of court. Couldn't even look at in court because it was so baseless and facts. Trump is what he is. He's a big baby who does not accept reality, who's delusional, and who lies, and that's all he is. He's a sociopath who likes power. He will lie to anybody.
Jerry, you know what happened back in May? You had President Trump and his supporters at the White House that came under attack. There was actually, they tried to storm the White House, Jerry. I don't recall a single Democrat who condemned the violence of that day.
Did they actually storm
the White House? They tried to. And you know what else they've done, Jerry?
What?
They've been attacking federal buildings across America. And you know what? Apparently it's okay. The Democrats don't have a problem with federal buildings going up in smoke and being bombed and police officers being beaten in the street. What do you mean it's not true, Jerry? We spent a whole summer of that.
It's not true that Democrats have no problem with that. Democrats
really? Jerry? Jerry, hold on. I'm going to let you have your say. But here's what I say. Oh, well, I'm not going to be able to, Jerry, because we're coming up on a break. But let me say this. If President Trump had gotten out there on the Washington Ellipse and said the following, that I want you to get in their faces. I want you to go after those Biden supporters. I want you to confront them in the supermarkets and the grocery stores and the gas stations. I want you to absolutely harass them. You know what, Jerry? I would say arrest the president. But he didn't say that. No, sir. No, sir. That was your friend, Maxine Waters. And as far as I know, she's a free woman walking around L.A. stirring up all kinds of trouble. All right, look, got to take a break. We're going right to your calls. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, when you look at what Washington, D.C. looks like right now with 25,000 armed soldiers, when you have all the military equipment, the Humvees, you have the checkpoints, you have to show your papers to get from point A to point B. When you see all of that for the inauguration, you know, this is what it looks like typically in one of these third world countries where you have a dictator who rises to power in a fixed election. And on their inauguration day, they have to lock everything down to keep the citizens out. I just want you to think about this, folks. I mean, is this someone who, seriously, if this is what a free and fair election really looks like, why are we having to lock down our nation's capital? Have you ever seen anything like this? 844-747-8868. I want to go to Arkansas. CT's on the line, a retired military. CT, I understand you have some intel. What's going on?
Well, do you remember 2009 when Janet Napolitano said that white male veterans were the biggest terrorist threat?
I do not remember that, but I will take your word for it that that she said that.
Yeah, I was in Iraq when I saw it at the time, and that was the beginning of the end for me. This critical race theory has been going on for every bit of 10 years in the military, and they're purging white men out of the military. That's what they're doing. They're demonizing them. They have these PowerPoint classes, and it's always the same. You have a black female NCO sitting up there lecturing how evil white men are and that they need to be purged. There's just nothing but white supremacy everywhere, and they're all evil. They're all bad. And it's not just happening in the military. It's happening in our police departments as well.
Now, CT, I can speak to – no, I can speak to this because back when I was a reporter at Fox News Channel, several military trainers in the Air Force sent me the training manuals on white privilege. And there must have been, maybe 100, 200 pages. And the whole point of this this curriculum was to teach white military personnel how bad they were and that white people were to blame for all the problems, not just in America, but around the world, and that they should be ashamed of their privilege. I mean, this was happening, it was about 10 years ago, CT, that we got this information at Fox News. Now, look, here on this radio program, we don't tolerate racism. I mean, if you've listened to this program, you know that you know where we stand on that. We believe that God made every single person on this earth, and we're all precious in God's sight. And that's what angers me about these attempts to target white people specifically as being problematic in society. And quite frankly, I suspect they're being targeted right now in Washington, D.C., at least the people that are in the National Guard. CT, thanks for the intel. We appreciate that. Now, I understand Lynn, who is listening to us on the live stream from Florida. Hi, Lynn. Great to have you with us. I understand you know someone who was at that rally. What's going on?
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, this person was at the back of the crowd listening to the president at the White House. He said, go down and peacefully march to the Capitol. So when they turned around to march, she was at the front of the crowd. And so she started marching, of course, to the Capitol. As they got closer to the Capitol, she saw three busloads pull in. And those three busloads unloaded. Those people got off the buses. And it was they that went up first to the Capitol. And it was those people then that did the violent acts. And those are the ones that actually broke in. The crowd that was coming down from the White House to the Capitol was the group that she was there. And those were the nonviolent ones that we saw. But there was three busloads of people that actually were the ones that did the damage and the violence at the Capitol building.
You see, Lynn, I'm with you. I think there's something it was odd about all of this. And again, when you look at there have been hundreds of Trump rallies over the years, hundreds. There's never been anything like this happen. So, granted, you did have Trump supporters, no doubt about that. Yeah. But I'm wondering if you also had a fair number of Antifa instigators that were in that crowd. And we do know of one, John Earl Sullivan, the guy from Utah, and it's very well documented. I know Jerry the Liberal doesn't want to acknowledge the facts here, but the fact is, according to the FBI affidavit, this guy was a known leftist agitator.
Yes, and he got access just as it was so easily. They obtained access so easily to Capitol, like they had. There didn't seem to be enough security, and they were not expecting that. And that very much surprises me, because I've been so blessed to go to that Capitol city so many times myself, and visit that same building. And security is very tight. those guys, you have to show ID. You have to, you know, have your baggage checked. For women, of course, your purse is gone through with a fine-tooth comb before you go in to visit. And it's a magnificent building, and I can talk about Washington, D.C., Todd, forever, because I love that city. I love what it stands for. I love that building and what it stands for. And I was so appalled and just distressed about what happened last Wednesday. But I do believe that that's the case. I believe there was one group that peacefully demonstrated, and those that committed those acts of violence were sent there. I believe they were financed by groups that are responsible and should be brought to justice.
Well, I have no doubt that we don't know the. I have no doubt that we don't know the full story, and the full story is not going to matter at the end of the day. Lynn, the whole point of this is to portray and paint Trump supporters as being domestic terrorists, and they want to silence you folks, and they want to shame all of us. They want to, and you know what, Lynn? It's not going to work. Thank you for the call. It's not going to work. It is not going to work. You have nothing to be ashamed of, folks. If you support this president, you voted for the president, you support the president's agenda, you got nothing to be ashamed of. That's something to be proud of. Finally, in American history, we have a president who is actually delivering on his campaign promises. That's something that we ought to be celebrating. But all of you Never Trumpers out there, all of you establishment Republicans, you better buckle up, because the country is going to change, and it's going to change fast. And many of you, you establishment Republicans and you Never Trumpers, you better believe we're taking names. We know who you are, and you will face retribution at the ballot box. You will be primaried, because everything that's about to happen to this country, that massive horde, have you seen the massive horde of Hondurans? I mean, they just literally ran over the Guatemalan army in Guatemala. I think that's the way you say it. Oh, it's Guatemala? I thought the G was silent. Thank you, Grace. All right. Regardless, that huge horde of people's coming up across our border. Joe Biden announcing that 11 million illegal alien invaders are about to become citizens of our country. You know what that means? 11 million new Democrat voters. Good luck getting elected. All you folks excited about the Keystone Pipeline? Yeah, that's going away. He's putting the kibosh on that almost immediately. Folks, I'm telling you, the country is about to change, and it's going to change radically. All you biological women, by the way, I was having a conversation with somebody about this. I don't want to get too far out in the weeds here. But if you asked me who is going to be the greatest victim of the Biden administration these next 4 years, who would be the greatest victim? Is it going to be, the Christians? No, I don't think so. Is it going to be Republicans? No, I don't think so. All right, Tom, well, who do you think it's going to be? I think it's going to be biological women. Women who identify as women because they were born that way. They got all the lady parts. They came naturally. And I think that women are going, biological women are going to be the greatest victims of the Biden administration. Day one, they're putting in all these transgender rules and regulations. You're a dude. You're a big, burly, hairy dude, like the guy that stormed into the, or actually waltzed into the Senate chamber. Then, and you identify as a woman, then poof, you're a woman, according to Joe Biden. I would be stunned at the end of the day if we discovered that all these basketball teams and softball teams that have women, biological women, honest to goodness, I'm going to be surprised if you actually find a biological woman on a women's basketball team in the coming days. But we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. All right, let's, you know what, let's take a break. We've got a couple of lines open here, 844-747-8868. Carl Rove in the news, he says that if Rudy Giuliani defends the president and the argument at impeachment is voter fraud, then Trump is going to be convicted. I'm telling you, this is all about shutting down the voter fraud investigations. That's what this is all about. The Democrats have too much to lose nationally. That's what I think is going on here. But Karl Rove says there is a civil war brewing in the Republican Party. Do you agree with that? 844-747-8868. A couple of lines open now. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
You know, I got to tell you something. If President Trump had been declared the winner, and I do believe the election was stolen. By the way, if you ever see, you know, Facebook is actually blocking people. Over the weekend, I got about a half a dozen messages from you guys. And you had written Stop the Steal as a hashtag, and Facebook took you down and put you in Facebook jail. So you have to, you have to be a little creative. We call it blank the blank. So that's what we actually call when we're talking on Facebook about Stop the Steal, we have to say it's blank the blank. So just in case you hear us, we're not using foul language. We just, we got to work around the Facebook censors. But I believe that if Trump had won the election, that there would have been not only massive violence across America, but I believe the Democrats would have been calling for it openly. And we know that because that's what they've done in the past. Our good friends over at TheFederalist.com actually documented it. There's Jordan Davidson has a terrific column up called 10 Times Democrats Urged Violence Against Trump and His Supporters, including Nancy Pelosi. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Tom in Arkansas, listening to us on KARN, wants to weigh in on Jerry the Liberal. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
I'm doing fine, Todd. I want to tell you, start off, I love your show, and I thank you for being straightforward. You don't glass it over. You tell it. If they're a skunk, you call them a skunk.
Well,
Jerry the Liberal, you know, it amazes me that they even know what the word conspiracy and coup mean. The Democrats have been trying to overthrow this government since President Trump said he was going to run. Nancy Pelosi herself said that she would get him out of office, whatever it took. And they failed for 4 years, and they still ain't quit. So Jerry the Liberal, I am proud that they know what those two words mean, but it sure took them a long time to figure it out.
Yeah, Tom, that's a fair point you raise. I think back, Tom, to the day that Trump was inaugurated, and if you remember the violence, I mean, they were setting things on fire, and we've got this all on our social media pages, and folks can go back and see it for themselves. But Tom, there was anarchy in the streets of Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day. I didn't see all the National Guard troops out. Something else is going on, and it's very troubling.
I totally agree. I seen a thing on the internet the other day that was really good. This guy sits there and he posts this thing, and it says, it makes a statement. And he said, no, that wasn't our president, and it was some Democrat. And, you know, and all these things that they say our president and that they say we're doing, they're doing it.
Oh, of course they are.
The double standards in this country is pitiful. And I'm going to tell you, I think they're fixing to ruin this country is what's going to happen.
Tom, I'm afraid you're right. And you're, look, wise man you are, Tom, from Arkansas, because Tom picks up on this. When the Democrats are accusing you of doing something, typically they're the ones guilty of it. And that's especially true in the race category. But, Tom, thanks for the call. It's pathetic. It's pathetic, but it's true. All right. You know what? Before we're going to hang, I want Joe from LJ to hang tight. Dave from Little Rock, hang tight. I want to get to you guys after the top of the hour news break. I do want to go to our Liberty University studios in Lynchburg, Virginia, and our good friend and colleague Avery manning the live show blog. Avery, first time in the new studio. What do you think about the new digs?
Oh my gosh, Todd, it's absolutely amazing. I feel like I'm driving some sort of starship, like either from Star Wars or something like that. I've got so many controls right in front of me. I feel like I have a lot of power, and I'm kind of scared by it because I don't want to mess anything up on the show.
With great power comes responsibility.
Great responsibility. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I think I know somebody who said that back in the day.
Yeah.
So the new studio up and running, and of course I'll be over there probably in a couple of weeks after eye surgery number two. You're right around the corner from the Chick-fil-A there on campus and the Starbucks.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited! I'm probably gonna go by there in just a little while to get me some lunch because I haven't gotten that yet. All I have had is a packet of peanut butter crackers for food today, so I'm gonna go grab some in just a second.
Well, that's not good. We've got to get the. I thought we had like a commissary there in the in the studio.
Yeah, I've been trying to find your little stash of snacks that you keep in your office, but I've been unsuccessful so far.
All right. Well, we have a stash. I'm not sure they're snacks, though, so just to keep that on the down low. I'm just kidding. All right. Avery Bryson manning the live show blog from our brand-new studio at Liberty University. We're just so honored. They have been a longtime partner of what we do here on this radio program. And guys, before we have to scoot out just for the top of the hour news, I want to share some incredible information with you. We have hit some major milestones all because of you guys. For the month of December, this past December, brand new numbers coming in, the podcast, over 1 million downloads on the Todd Stern Show podcast. And our website has just seen incredibly explosive growth since leaving Fox News. We have seen, get this, over a 422% increase in the number of page views. Back when we were at Fox News Channel, we had a little over 8.8 million readers on our website. But this past year, thanks to you guys and this just incredible audience, 46.4 million page views for the year 2020. And we are already just running out of the gate for 2021, and it's an honor. Our staff here, and you see their bylines, they work super hard to make sure that you guys have access to all the news and information that you probably are not going to get from the mainstream media, and if you do, it's going to be slanted. Well, we do our very best to provide you that information, and we're going to keep doing that for 2021. You say, well, Todd, how can we help? Well, you can let other people know about us. Let your neighbors know and say, hey, check out the Todd Stern Show. If you can't listen to us live, you can download our podcast. It's free of charge. If you can't read our stuff, you can always subscribe to the newsletter and you can have easy access to it there. Hey, got to take a break for the news. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Jack Posobiec from One America News. This is the Todd Stern's Radio Show.